The opinions expressed on Too Much Information are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Hey, remember that time when...
Stop! That's way too much information.
Hi, I'm Liesl.
And I'm Cho.
And you, our very special guests, are listening to the first episode of Too Much Information.
Yippee!
Yippee!
This has been a work in progress for a couple of months now. I mean, honestly, we've been wanting to do a podcast since like first year, I think.
Yeah, we've been talking about this since first year.
Yeah, because we just love to yap.
And yeah, especially, we literally talk too much.
Especially if other people can listen to what we yap about too.
Yeah, because we're narcissists and we're like, oh my God, everyone has to hear about what we're talking about. Because we're like the greatest, like Billie Eilish, you know that song?
Mm-hmm. I love that song.
Yeah, I don't actually listen to that song. Anyway, we're getting really off topic.
But anyway.
So what is our podcast about, Cho?
So our podcast, I mean, yeah, we've been wanting to do it since first year, but we didn't really have time or the opportunity to do it until like this year and like this semester.
Had another host supposedly. Rest in peace, Vanessa. She's not actually dead.
But she's not unemployed like we are, so.
Yeah, she's not unemployed like we are, so it's like, it's a little hard to get her on board because she actually has a job and she's also exec of a club. We, on the other hand, we're completely jobless.
I mean, we're not completely jobless. Also execs of clubs, but...
But we don't have, like, a job.
We don't have a 9-to-5 job, so we just have the opportunity to yap on air.
Yeah, so this is our job, except no one's getting paid. Especially, I apologize to our producer, Anna, who is sitting right behind us right now because she has to deal with all our bullshit. But yeah...
So basically, the podcast is about anything, really. Just about like about our lives, about whatever
really
we feel
pitch.
Like.
You guys should definitely listen to our podcast.
Just about whatever.
It's really interesting.
Whatever we feel like talking about, and it's going to be about like stupid, dumb stuff. But it's also going to be, just about us, like, our contemplations and like... Sometimes our deeper thoughts.
Sometimes like, we are so deep, guys.
Yes.
We're
not just stupid all the time, guys.
Like, guys, I swear we have a deep side. And it's like when we talk about it. Like,
and it's very deep.
And it's so deep, bro. It's like the Mariana Trenches.
Liesl and I love getting deep.
Yeah, we love getting, like, honestly, we're like the what is it, like the Mariana or was it the...
The Mariana?
No, like, you know those trenches? Oh, okay. Anyway,
we hope you enjoy our blabber, our yapping. Welcome back.
Did you guys miss us? Okay. So unfortunately, we know each other, like, a little too much, but you guys don't know us, so we're just gonna introduce each other to you. So, this is Cho. She's from Vietnam. She's an international student.
Indeed.
She's an RTA.
I am RTA.
She is RTA. And she, sometimes she dresses like a little boy. But it works very well.
Yeah.
And what else?
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm finished actually. Okay. No. Oh, I'm kidding. But okay, my first impressions of you. Dude, I remember actually when I first saw you on ILC, like I was like, oh my God, she seems like really cool to talk to. But I'm like, I wasn't like scared, but I was also like kind of like shy. Because I thought you were, like, kind of cool.
Actually?
Like, actually.
I thought, no. Because this was when my hair was still black and I had, like, highlights.
Yeah, like, I thought you were giving, like, cool, like, gay person energy.
Oh, for context, my hair is white now.
Yeah.
So I bleached it 8 times.
Yeah. Mine too. We, like, love bleaching our hair.
We just kind of love, like, self-destroying our hair a little bit.
It's actually really, like, fun, guys. You should try it. For all the viewers out here at home, you should try bleaching your hair.
You should just, like, demolish your hair
texture. No, it's really fun, like, genuinely.
Yeah, and just, like, wait until you get bald.
But honestly, if you can pull off a bald look, like, that just means that...
You can pull off any look.
You can pull off any
look,
bro.
Like, Hyunjin from Stray Kids.
Yeah, like, Hyunjin, like, if you
like,
can...
his bald-ass head.
Yeah, his...
He looks so hot.
Shiny ass
bald. He looks so hot with his bald-ass head.
Coriolanus Snow from, Bows of Song, Birds and Snakes. Shout out to him. I would let him manipulate
me. Shout out to my mans.
Shout out to my mans. He, honestly, if I were Lucy Gray, I would have folded.
Okay.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, I thought, because when we first hung out, you said your first impression of me, like, was that you saw me. I think it was, like, in pop culture class. Like, you saw me.
No, I saw you in ILC, actually.
No, you saw me with, like, my blue jacket, and then you were, like, you thought I didn't want to be bothered. Like, I was, like, the type of person
who didn't. Oh, you were too nonchalant?
Who didn't want to, like, talk to other people or whatever. Yeah, you thought I was, like, a nonchalant.
No, that's what I think. Like, I thought you were, like, the cool, gay, nonchalant person because you had, like, highlights.
You knew I was gay? That's kind of, like, a compliment.
Yeah, of course.
You just kind of saw my gay aura.
I
just, like, spreading everywhere.
First of all, I have a really, really good gaydar, okay? And I should probably... Disclaimer, I'm also kind of fruity. So...
Kind of. Okay.
I'm also fruity.
So we're lying today.
Huh?
Yeah.
No, I was just like... Should I be coming out to a podcast? I'm probably here, but they're probably not going to find it.
Yeah, it's the first episode.
Yeah. Hi, Mom and Dad. If you're hearing this, I'm bisexual. But, yeah, I could spot her fruity little aura from miles away. And also because your jacket was like Kuromi.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, she's
gay. It was. Okay, so when I, my first impression of you, oh, I'm going to introduce you first. You are Liesl.
Mm-hmm.
You had long hair, but you cut it all off. You cut them all off.
I'm bald now.
You are bald now. Well, you're actually not, but you have Hani from New Jeans hair.
And
it's
I
like a pixie cut. And it's like bleached at the front. And someone else also has the exact same hairstyle as you.
Who? Oh my god. I was like, who are you?
Wait, who?
I'm gonna shoot you.
And she's from...
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm going to lovingly pat you in the head with a AK-48.
Okay, but Liesl is from Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Her beloved hometown.
Yippee.
And her mom visited Toronto not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
She stayed here for a while and actually got to meet her mom, and she is a very nice lady.
Oh, I thought you were going to make a your mom joke.
What? No. No. I love your mom. I love your mom.
Okay, girl. Okay.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, so my first impression of Liesl was that she looked very cool. Cause I saw her in the media writing class. I think it was not media writing, but it was like media message design. I think it was like 102.
Oh,
I thought she looked very cool. She looked very fashionable. I think it was you were wearing your like blue sweater with the red cross.
Oh,
yeah, and you had a bow in your hair, and you were sitting up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought you were very cool. And the first time I approached you was in pop culture class.
Yeah. I'm actually very glad that we met each other there because
I was like, wait, she's in my media writing class. So I'm like, you're in media production, right? And I actually thought you were kind of gay too.
Cause yeah.
My gaydar was going off.
My
and
gaydar was also going off.
When I approached you, you were wearing the Billie Eilish like green.
Oh my God. Wait, dude, I remember that outfit. I can't even wear it right now because it's so
Yeah, and cold. Then, like, immediately after, we went on a walk and, like, just, like, talked and bonded
because
you were going through something.
No,
you were going through a lot of trauma.
We might as well just talk about it. No one's going to hear this.
You were talking about a lot of trauma.
I was talking about... there, orientation week, there was someone who was a very big... And that was, my like, one of my first ever situationships, and we were literally just bonding over it. Shout out to him. You know who you are. You're ugly and you look like a Roblox character. Okay, moving on. I think our viewers don't want to hear about that anymore. Or if they do, I'm sorry. It's a little private.
Sorry, viewers.
Sorry, viewers. But this is also too much information. So maybe we'll touch on it in a future episode. I don't know. Anyway, am I the Everyone loves... I know, viewer, that you definitely, like, watch one of those videos where it's just, like, the Minecraft parkour in the background and, like, the AI voiceover of Am I the So we're just going to be reviewing Am I the stories and, yeah, and deciding whether or not they are the So...
I had a dig in the r/Toronto Met You subreddit, and I found an Am I the that reads like this. Am I the I fart in the SLC elevator, and I like it. So I, a 22M TRSM student. Also, by the way, why is it also, why is it always someone from TRSM?
It's always
why is it
TRSM.
Always the Ted Rogers kids? Like, what's wrong with them?
TRSM kids, go to therapy.
Guys, isn't your job counting money or something?
Yeah, just not farting money. In elevators.
Just, like, count money or something.
Yeah, instead of farting in elevators, like, yeah. Please.
So, I fart in the SLC elevator, parentheses, and I like it. I don't know quite what it is, but I just have to let one rip in these elevators. I have never experienced something like this before, but now that I have started, I am unable to stop. I prefer the orange one in particular. When people are around me, the overwhelming, insatiable need to pass unbelievable gas washes over me. Like, these poots are generational. The euphoric feeling afterwards leaves me weak at the knees. I understand that this is a horrid behavior, but if me farting in the SLC elevator is so bad, then oh, why does it feel so good? Am I the asshole? I can't control this. I think that is a crazy confession to make on r/TMU.
This is a PSA for all the students at the SLC. Never go into the orange elevator
ever again.
Be assaulted by this man's massive bongs.
Also, his name, okay, their name is Aggressive T. Should be Aggressive Fart. The way they said, these poots are generational.
No, it's probably like an account that collects all of them.
Okay, yeah, so, funny.
Hold on.
And not actually serious.
Yeah, so let's do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, are they the asshole for farting in the SLC elevator?
Okay, no, you know how, like, debate teams are, they, like, take sides?
Mm.
I'll be for them, and then you be against.
You want to act as the fart man?
Yeah, sure.
You want to
I'll fart. Role play as the fart man. Okay. So, maybe he can't help it. Maybe it's just, like, his joy in life. Everyone has different dreams, right? Mine is to be, like, a cool band girly. Mm. Yours is to... What is yours?
What is my dream?
Actually, let's
what
not get
I
it.
Want?
Yours is to... Do you have another crush that's not Carrington?
Yes. I have a lot of crushes.
Who?
Okay. Min Yoongi from BTS.
Okay, so your dream is to like
John Jungkook from
make
BTS,
out with
and
Min.
Just like the entirety of BTS.
Your dream is to make out with Min Yoongi and Jungkook nasty style, right? And mine is to
freaky style.
Mine is to be in a band and also make out with Jihyo freaky style. And maybe his dream is to just unleash his massive bongs in the SLC elevator. Like, who are we to deny this man's goals and ambitions? He's not making the planet worse by, like, AI or anything. It's like, there's no environmental impact. There's no,
I would actually argue with that. Because you know how cow farts are actually bad for the environment? He says he have to let one rip every time he goes in the SLC elevators. So imagine the environmental...
The wording of that post has is like, I have to. It's like he can't control it. It's part of his nature.
It's like a yearning. It's like, it's like how I yearn for the unattainable.
How you yearn for Min Yoongi.
Yes. And how I yearn for the unattainable. But I'm actually against this. So I have to argue against it.
Yeah. You have to argue
against it. Okay. I would say, first of all, it's disgusting. it's public indecency. And it's no different than you, pulling down your pants.
Yes, it is.
Shoving your ass in my face.
There's a law against pulling down your pants and public nudity. But there's no law.
Think about all the people that goes in the SLC elevator every single day. And they have to smell that.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you're in the SLC and you have to study, you're already having a bad day. So, what's making it a little bit worse?
Imagine you have, a midterm or, a final coming up. And you walk in the orange elevator and you smell something so unbelievably disgusting. It just completely ruins your day.
If I had a midterm, my day would already be ruined. You know, and, that would just motivate me to get out of the elevator faster to study.
So much more unattainable stress, though.
Exactly. Here's the thing. I'm a procrastinator, right? And it's like, I have a midterm. I'm leaving that stuff to the last minute, right? So it's like, I'm like, oh my God, you know, I might as well just procrastinate more. But if I smelled that fart, I would be like, I'm going to go to the first floor that I find and sit there and just study because my life is already so miserable. How much worse can it get? Let's just study. Okay.
I would just say, I think anyone reading this post would be traumatized and would probably not want to go in the orange elevator ever again.
Yeah, it's so funny though. I can't even lie. It's just so funny. Reading that post is so funny.
So, okay.
Okay, I mean, I know I'm arguing for it, but we all know the answer is yes.
Yes, you are the
and letting your asshole rip.
Yes, and you should probably close it.
Yeah, please sew it shut.
Please, or, you know, if you have to do it, not the SLC elevator, maybe the Victoria Building elevator.
No one likes the Victoria Building. Let one rip there, any of the floors. No one cares about it. If you're in the Victoria Building,
if you're going to fart anywhere, might as well be the Victoria Building. It's already stinky.
It's disgusting. It's gross, you know.
Yeah.
Or, do it in Pittman. Do it at ILC. The dorms are already gross, okay?
Right.
Actually, no. I lied.
Don't do it at ILC. Do it in Pittman.
Do it in DCC. Because
they have it too nice.
They have it too nice.
They have it
It's
too
so
good.
Clean. It's so new. Meanwhile, Pittman and ILC, we have to deal with, okay, as someone who has actually lived on, there, you have to deal with, piss and already in, the trash. Oh, wait, sorry. Piss and poop already.
Right.
In the trash cans and everything.
People Can I just were, like, say, flushing. Literally last year, somebody pissed on Liesl's ILC floor.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's and literally piss and shit. When someone, we say piss and shit, it is literally
yeah, it's
piss
liter- and Someone literally crapped in their, underwear, and they threw it into the trash chute. And there were people breaking in. And there were people putting dead rats in other people's dorms. Mm-hmm. So, don't do it in ILC. They already have it bad. Pittman... They also, literally two floors, the pipes leaked.
I argue Pittman probably has it worse.
Yeah, because someone threw a towel while they were really drunk and they were pooping. And then the pipes exploded for the fourth and fifth floor and they had to evacuate. So do it in DCC because those people have it too good. And it's all just, the rich white people. So don't feel, go to DCC, go to one of those elevators and just let it rip if you need to. Preferably not, but,
Okay.
Well, we are running out of time, so we're just going to have to leave you here because today is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yippee! And we're totally going to, go out. And the moment I step out of this room, the entirety of, the EDC is going to come in with flowers and, everyone in,
and
the
chocolates.
Allen Slate is just going
to
be
everyone,
oh my God.
Every single person in the Allen Slate is just going to, get down on one knee and confess their love. To Liesl.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, I've been in love with you since I've known you, 40 minutes
Liesl,
ago, the first time I saw you.
I've loved you ever since I've known you. I can't help it, Liesl.
I've been
I gave up billiards it's, I gave up smoking and it's fine, but I have to let you know.
The way
now.
You know this entire thing, man, you really are.
I have to let you know now.
You have bewitched me, mind, body, and soul. but yeah, we hope you're doing great on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day
Happy
to
Valentine's
all the couples.
Day. To all the couples. I definitely do not hope you trip and fall on the snow.
No, but actually, definitely not. To all the single people, I hope you're all crying. Because I'm also single, but I just think it's really funny to also just like crap on like single people during Valentine's Day. So there's that.
Well,
anyone who's...
Singles,
PSA,
I love you. I love,
we love you.
If you have,
I'll give you a big smooch
a tub
right
of
now.
Big, like a big tub of ice cream. Just eat it tonight. Just eat the entirety of that tub of ice cream tonight. Tonight's the perfect time for self-pitying. I love all of you. We can all self-pity together.
It's giving hashtag femsoul. But so real.
We can all sit in our little pit and cry and eat ice cream together.
But I was also thinking like, I forgot what I was thinking. Oops, guys. What was I thinking? If you're thinking
anything.
Of going on Hinge and finding a random date for Valentine's Day, don't do it. Just don't. Like, I know it sounds appealing, but it's like your life is just going to get worse. Okay? And I'm not speaking from personal experience at all.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
So tonight we're just going to go out. And we're going to get 100 million confessions.
How many confessions are you getting tonight?
100! 100!
1 billion! Actually, one of my... Oh, okay. One of my roommates does want to go out tonight, so we might go out. And then we might also just like... I don't know, we're just going to eat after this. So we hope you enjoyed. If you like us... If you like to hear us yap, tune in for the next episode. And bye, everyone.
Bye.
And just remember, with the right people,
you can never give out too much information.
Whippy.